I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be in New York holding it down with super producer and host Dave Shepard. You could be in California. What's up, San Diego? What's up, Las Vegas? What's up, Canada? Everybody, Florida, Midwest, Pacific Northwest, every place. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. I've made a habit of doing this every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. Of course, it's Wednesday night. Tonight, I'm going to be delivering to you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the most Cinderella story athletes that we've ever seen in the world of sports. It's a top six. I do it every Wednesday. We'll be getting there 2 hours from now. You don't got to wait too much longer. The top six list will be here in 2 hours. We want to talk about Cinderella athletes. Shohei Ohtani is not a Cinderella athlete. He's just a freak of nature. Pitching, hitting, doing it all, making $700 million. And now we found out, you know, maybe one of the potential reasons that he might have an opportunity to opt out of this massive deal that he has signed with the Dodgers. We'll get into that. Cam Newton. Yeah, when's the last time you've seen him throw a football? Been a minute, huh? Well, Cam Newton has some words about Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Tua Tagovailoa, and Jared Goff. I don't know if his criticism is justified, but Cam Newton has spoken. And we're going to hear from him next hour what he has to say. He's not the only old, I don't want to call him old, he's not the only inactive quarterback. Ben Roethlisberger is football old. I mean, given how he played, he's 41 years old. I know we see quarterbacks now playing till they're damn near 50. Hi, Tom Brady. Ben Roethlisberger also has some words about some quarterback play and even some criticism for Mike Tomlin. I guess Ben Roethlisberger is sick of sitting down, keeping his mouth shut. Bill Belichick is on the hot seat. I think we knew this already. And then, this is great news if you ask me. We had to sit here live last night and talk about it as it all happened in real time. Draymond Green has been suspended indefinitely. Good. We're going to talk about it. Listen, if you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can go ahead and find me online. I'm everywhere, all over the place. I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Yeah, you can go ahead and check me out. Twitter, Facebook, X, all that good stuff. You can basically go ahead and find me anywhere. And if you follow me, you already know what we're going to discuss tonight because I shared it on social media. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, how you doing, man? You straight?
I'm doing well, Jer. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I ain't got no complaints. I'm hanging in there. Thank you very much. Let's not waste any time. Let's get right into it. Last night, we know what happened. The Golden State Warriors are taking on the Phoenix Suns. Draymond Green is being defended by Yusuf Nurkic. Nurkic is not doing anything that is unusual for a basketball player, putting his hand on his waist to try to keep him from getting positioning to receive the ball. Seen it a million times. It's going on at every game, at every point, at every minute, at every second, at every possession. But Draymond Green decided to just swing him, or swing around, or swing, turn around, swing wildly, and hit him in the side of the head. It was a punch. Didn't land clean. Hit him with the side of his fist, but his fist was certainly balled up. And this is just, unfortunately, in a long list of Draymond Green, I don't want to call them screw-ups. Let's just call them unfortunate events. Kicking people in the nuts. Stepping on dudes. Choking guys. Punching another guy in the head. How about punching his own teammates in the face? Jordan Poole. How about getting crap or giving crap to his own teammates like Kevin Durant on the bench? Draymond Green has been suspended indefinitely. The man was just suspended a couple of weeks ago, 5 games, for choking Rudy Gobert. Feels like yesterday. The man has 18 ejections here in the course of his career. What type of resume is this? You talk about Draymond Green, you want to call him the defensive player of the year. You want to call him an all-star. You want to call him a champion. It's hard to do that when you're treating the NBA like it's the UFC. It's Adam Silver running this show. This ain't Dana White. This is not the slap fest. You're not taking on Khabib. There's no Conor McGregor. It's Rudy Gobert and Yusuf Nurkic. And then Sabonis, and then Steven Adams, and LeBron James. No MMA fighters out here. And then his explanation last night was garbage. This is what Draymond had to say last night, trying to explain away why he decided to clock a dude in the side of the head.
He was pulling my hip, and I was swinging away to sell the car. Made contact with him. As you know, I'm not one to apologize for things I meant to do, but I do apologize to you, sir, because I didn't intend to hit him. I sell cars with my arms. I don't fall or to sell a car. I'm not a flopper. So I was just selling the car because he was grabbing me and pulling my hip back. So I spun away, and unfortunately, I hit him. And so, like I said, I apologize to you, Seth, because I didn't intend to hit him.
Well, that sounds like a whole load of crap. And then even Yusuf Nurkic, I guess he found it to be a whole lot of crap, because when he was asked about the hit after the game, he sat right there on the stage next to Devin Booker, and he said what a lot of people think. Listen to Yusuf Nurkic.
I was behind the plate. I don't think what's going on with him. I don't know. Personally, I feel like that brother needed help. I'm glad he did not try to choke me, but at the same time, it had nothing to do with basketball, man. Like, I'm just out there trying to play basketball, you know, they're swinging. I think we saw that often, but hopefully, you know, whatever he got in his life, he get better.
Whatever he got in his life, I hope he get better. Well, there's no 5-game suspension. There's no 10-game suspension. This man has been suspended indefinitely. And it appears that the NBA wants him to get some type of help. I guess Nurkic is getting what he asked. Because tomorrow, Draymond Green, Mike Dunleavy, the new general manager of the Golden State Warriors, let's remember Bob Myers stepped down after last season, and Draymond Green's agent, Rich Paul, yes, Rich Paul of LeBron James fame, they're all going to sit down. They're going to sit down with the NBA, and they're going to figure out what the hell is going on with this dude and what type of help does he need, what path forward does he need to get back out onto the court. Is it counseling that he needs? Does he need a hug? Does he need anger management? Because if you've ever played basketball, there are players like Draymond Green all over the place. In the backyard, in the schoolyard, in the school gymnasium, at the college level, overseas, and there's always some wild dude taking it a step too far. Cheap shots and dirty plays, except for here in the NBA, you don't always see it. Yeah, you might have a wild child here and or there, but you don't see constant dirty plays, hits, punches, kicks, let alone from someone with a championship quote-unquote pedigree or accomplishments of a Draymond Green. I don't know if he's trying to read the Dennis Rodman handbook. I have no idea what this dude is trying to do, but he's wild, man. And an indefinite suspension isn't anything that crossed my mind, but I'm glad that he got it. Somebody asked me a couple hours ago, oh, well, what's the deal? I think Draymond will be back probably after the holidays. When you think about some of the suspensions handed out over time by the NBA, yeah, about 25 games you'll get for using performance-enhancing drugs. If you want to think about whole season suspensions, you got to think about dudes elbowing other people in the head and throwing punches. You got to think about malice at the palace. You got to think about choking coaches, Latrell Sprewells of the world. Ja Morant just got about 25 games. I expect to see Draymond back probably at or around or after Christmas time. Is he going to learn anything? I don't think so. Draymond Green is 33 years old. What are we going to point to? A mental illness, a health crisis? I don't know. These things are real. People deal with these things every day. And I'm not going to say the dude don't have an issue. Obviously, he does if you got to swing like a maniac on a basketball court. But we don't need no excuses here for Draymond. He can go to counseling and they could sit down and find the core roots of why he's acting like this. I know why he's acting like this. Because he's been smelling himself. Draymond Green, the last time I looked and remembered, was a dude out of Michigan State who had to fight his way to where he is. That's it. I remember Draymond Green go, oh my God, Draymond Green from Michigan. He took David Lee's job. Wow. I remember seeing Draymond Green and going, oh my God, this dude, he don't even look like he's in shape enough to play basketball, become defensive player of the year, help initiate an offense with Steph Curry, actually be a part of one of the NBA's more recent dynasties. What? This is what Draymond Green built himself into. And then he started winning. And then the championship started to come. And then we heard, well, this is how we won, so this is what I'm going to keep doing. Come on, man. Y'all maybe would have won another championship if you knew how to act. Let's be real. Draymond Green didn't completely go overboard by acting like a violent ass until they started winning big time. And then he started to justify his actions. This is how I play. This is how we won. I'm not going to change anything. Well, you've already hurt the team. Last season, you talked about how punching Jordan Poole in the face undermined your ability to lead. So what is it this time? This is your third suspension this season. You got into it with Donovan Mitchell. You dragged Rudy Gobert by the neck across the court. And now you swung at Yusuf Nurkic. Call Dana White. Get a contract. There's not going to be no changes here. He's 33 years old, and unfortunately, the Warriors, just as a team, oh man, they look cooked. Steph Curry, I know it sounds crazy because it doesn't look like he's aged. Steph Curry is going to be 36 years old in March. 36 years old in March. The man is still playing out of his mind. One of the most highly conditioned athletes on the planet, running around, running off of screens and picks and popping threes. Steph Curry is still averaging 29, 30 points per game. Unfortunately, his buddies, Draymond Green, oh, he got a little bit of a violent streak in him. Klay Thompson, is finally getting benched by Steve Kerr. Because how many more 1-for-9 games can you have? And we know about his injury history, still coming off of that knee and Achilles. Klay Thompson averaging 15 points, and the Warriors looking at him like, man, should we even pay you? The Warriors have missed on Jonathan Kuminga. They've missed on James Wiseman. And who even gives a damn right now about Chris Paul? The answer is nobody. Draymond Green is sitting around right now at the beginning of a 4-year contract at 33 years old, scheduled to make $400 million in those 4 years. And yes, he's going to lose money every game that he is gone. If his suspension is less than 20 games, he's going to lose $150,000 a game. And if it goes past that, he will miss $200,000 per game. Yeah, the money will add up, but let's be real. Draymond Green is not going broke because of this suspension. The reality is, if you really want to punish Draymond Green, send him to his home state Pistons. Send him somewhere where he'll never win a game. That'll be the real punishment. But at 33 years old, we can make excuses and we can talk about mental health and what's going on with him. I don't know what's going on with him. I do know this. Since he started winning, it's going to his head. Since they started winning, he's become violent. Since he started bigging himself up, he's become an ass. Sounds familiar, right? A little bit of success going to somebody's head. Yeah, I think most of us can relate. And the only thing that'll fix Draymond Green, I don't know. He needs somebody to punch him back. That or he needs to join the Pistons. I'm glad the NBA took the time to suspend him indefinitely. You know, to be honest, to be real, I wouldn't be mad if we didn't see Draymond again in the NBA. I'm not wishing that on him. I'm not expecting that. Not at all. But I'm done with seeing this dude being a wild child. We had one. At least he was a little bit more entertaining because he'd wear a wedding dress, and that was Dennis Rodman. Draymond Green, I guess, trying his best to be Dennis Rodman Jr. All the cameramen on the sidelines, watch out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Draymond Green. He's done. Suspended indefinitely. Don't know when he's coming back. I assume he'll be back at or around the new year, if not shortly after. But I'm glad. The NBA hit him a little bit harder than I thought. And damn it, make him sit out the rest of the year. I could care less. Go through all the counseling in the world. And if it doesn't work, call Dana White. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. We're just getting started, just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Draymond Green suspended indefinitely after clocking Yusuf Nurkic in the head yesterday. Draymond, his agent, GM of the Warriors, are going to meet with the league tomorrow and try to figure out what next steps need to take place in order to get him on a track and a pathway back to playing for the Warriors. So we have no idea when he's going to be back with the team. We all know about his history of suspensions, ejections, 18 ejections, and even going into the suspension tonight. He got a resume there, man. He has been suspended 9 total games prior to tonight. Choking Rudy Gobert, stomping on Domantas Sabonis, technical fouls. He went past the 16 limit a couple of seasons ago, or actually last season. He was suspended 1 game for that garbage that he was yelling at Kevin Durant We won without you. We didn't need you. We don't need you. We all know about the NBA Finals with LeBron James 2016 hitting him and probably costing the Warriors another championship, and now suspended indefinitely. It sucks to have a NBA suspension rap sheet. It just sounds absolutely ridiculous. And I did make a joke. If you really wanted to punish Draymond Green, you would send him to the Pistons. Well, tonight the Pistons lost their 21st consecutive game. They lose to the 76ers 129-111. And it is absolutely miserable, miserable, miserable for the Pistons and their fans. And yeah, they just gave Monty Williams a ridiculous contract. And how you get out of that? You don't. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get your calls in here on Draymond Green. Warriors, I think they're pretty much done as championship contenders. I think we're going to eventually see the deconstruction of this team at some point over the next several months and year. That's just my thought. And then I do want to talk to you about someone who might be done too following his own championship window, and that happens to be Bill Belichick. 855-212-4CBS. Russ is here from Portland, Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Russ.
Hey, JR. I respect you, man. You put on a good show time and time again. My thoughts on Draymond, what we're not talking about here is mental illness. I haven't heard that talked about on any of the shows, and I've grown up in a culture and with people in my life that have demonstrated these same types of behaviors, and they've all been based on undiagnosed mental illness. If you go back to, you know, you've referred to Rasheed Wallace and Dennis Rodman and guys like this, you know, quote unquote, cheap players or mean players or players who are abusive and stuff like that. You know, Draymond's not that guy. He's not trying. He wasn't trying to hurt Yusuf Nurkic. He's just out there hustling and playing his hardest. But he definitely has some type of like unhinged quality to him that makes it so that he has a really hard time staying within the rules, playing in bounds. And a lot of the other guys, you know, they can play in bounds. Steph can play in bounds. LeBron has always been able to play fairly and respectfully. He's always been respectful toward all the other players. Draymond has a really hard time doing that, and it's because he's playing with some type of undiagnosed, you know, mental illness, man, okay. To be real.
Well, all right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Russ, for calling from Portland. Look, man, I can't sit here and listen to you say, oh, well, he didn't mean to hit Nurkic. He did. He did mean to cause harm. You know, I've never swung at anybody and didn't mean to give him a hug or not cause harm. So I think we can throw that idea out of the window. And I did mention the potential of any type of mental issue and them finding out something and counseling. Look, if they want to go ahead after a month and tell us all that Draymond Green needs anger management or that he's bipolar, then great. I'll go ahead and be the first to say, oh, great, now we found out why the guy is off the rocker. But I can go by what I know right now. And that's since they started to win, he started to smell himself. He started to think very highly of himself. He has not been shy in telling everybody how he feels about himself and how he contributes to the championship. He's not shy in starting his own show and pod. He's not shy. We didn't get all of these events as he ascended up the NBA ladder. It wasn't until he got there at the top and started to get close to success that he started to act like an ass, a violent ass. And so, yeah, could there be a mental issue? Yeah, of course there's a mental issue, because he's pretty much the only dude out there on the court who every other week who's deciding to whoop ass. And so, of course, yes, there's a mental issue. But why did it start all of a sudden when he had success? You know, if I got to think about somebody who sits up in a corner office every single day, hey, I don't think he was beating down people while he was climbing the ladder. He started to beat down on people when he sat in the corner office. 855-212-4CBS. Kareem is calling from California.
Hey, what's up, JR? Thanks for taking the call. So, yeah, you know, this whole Draymond thing, man, is just ridiculous. You know, for me, I think even when, you know, he fired on Jordan Poole last year, you know, that tape got out because the suit coats and the upper, you know, heads allowed that to get out. You know, it's a lot of stuff that goes on, you know, in practice locker rooms that we never hear about. We may hear about but never see it. So I think that was the first thing that showed that, you know, they've been tired of Draymond. And then Bob Myers, you know, stepping down, and now he's, you know, doing play-by-play, not play-by-play, but commentating. Here's the thing. Draymond is a cancer for that team. They're not the Golden State Warriors of 5 or 6 years ago. You know, Clay is a shell of himself. Wiggins, I think he's still dealing with personal things. And Steph going to be Steph, but their margin for error is so thin that you can't have Draymond, you know, crashing out, you know, week after week like he's been doing. And, yeah, I know you made a joke about shipping them to Detroit, but, yeah, they need to get rid of this guy while he still got some type of value, because he's not really a point scorer like Steph. You know, he brings a type of, you know, attitude to that team that I guess they need. But, you know, yeah, it's like T.O. When T.O. was great for the Niners, you know what I'm saying, he's catching touchdowns with Philly and everybody, Dallas, it was cool. But when yeah, you're a catcher like that, you got to move from him. So yeah, I'm glad that they suspended him. And David Stern, God bless the dead. If he was alive, Draymond would be gone for the year. Thanks okay, for the time, man. Take
Thank
it
you, Kareem, for calling from Cali. Yeah, I mean, I don't know where the hell he would go. It have to be some team that's like, oh, well, we can take the risk, take the chance as a championship contender. I think we might be a little ways away from that, if ever. Tony's taller from Texas. Tony is calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, my concern was everybody saying, like, hey, Golden State had the opportunity to get rid of Draymond, trade him off, this and that. But I think it's two things that organization was looking at. Number one was probably, hey, what are we going to get for him? Who can we get to replace him? And then number two is, like, how many championships are coming to this organization without him? So, therefore, I wanted your opinion on those two things.
Well,
I wanted to know, who do you think?
I'll go ahead and answer you. Thank you, Tony, for calling from Texas. I don't think that was ever a concern. I don't think they ever looked at it as, oh, man, we need to trade Draymond to get rid of him. I think those are realizations that will be coming over the next year, over the rest of the season, as the Warriors bottom out. I'd be shocked if they turn things around and win. Like, they don't have the depth of a team. It is Steph Curry and friends right now, and his friends are looking pretty ran through and dysfunctional. It's not good. You want to talk about Draymond? Where would he go? And I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think anybody would want him right now, because there ain't nothing there. But I don't think there's been a point in time where they said, oh, we need to trade him and get rid of him. They more recently had had to make a decision as to, do we want to pay him? And they did. They gave him a 4-year contract. He ain't going anywhere. Not now, at least, unless there's a championship squad who, by the time we get to February, says, oh, we really, really want him. And the Warriors say, oh, man, it's time to hit the nuclear button and get out of here. The Warriors have unfortunately missed on Wiseman and Kuminga. What the hell are they building off of? You're just going to build off the back of a future 30? This still sounds crazy to say. Steph Curry is going to be 36 in March. Where's his help to do anything? We might as well enjoy him dragging a team on his back, because we've seen the best of success with them.
Hey, JR.
Yes, Shep?
Well, just very quickly, I just wanted to run something by you and the audience as well, and you kind of alluded to it. Draymond, yes, we know he's going to be a Hall of Famer, unless he, of course, ejects himself out of it, right? But his peak was actually 2016, when the guy was all NBA second team, and he could lock down anybody 1 through 5. How much of this, and I heard Barkley talk about it, how much of this is his game is so diminished and washed, similarly to Clay, compared to what it used to be, where Steph hasn't lost a single ounce. Where Draymond and Clay, there is a significant nosedive in terms of what they can now do on the basketball court. And they're losing now, JR, for the first time when Klay, Steph, and Draymond are relatively healthy on the basketball floor. So how much of this is not necessarily mental illness? No one can really diagnose that outside of a professional doctor that deals with Draymond Green up close and personal. But how much of this do you consider Draymond just is not nearly the same player that he used to be, and he's taking the frustration out on everybody else?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that could certainly be a part of it. I just think, and he's been vocal about this, he has talked about, and his behavior didn't ratchet up like this until they started winning. That's it. And so this is not like all of a sudden brand new. Unfortunately, a lot of the instances have come in a calendar year. Stepping on dudes, punching guys in the head. I don't think it's a matter of frustration. You know, pulling, I think it was Brandon Graham out the air. We didn't even get into that ejection. You know, he's had enough of these instances. So I don't think it's so much about, oh, I'm not the same type of dude. Yeah, he's frustrated. Yeah, the Warriors stink. I'd go ahead and put that in there. But I think his attitude as a, hey, look at me. I'm the winner. I've helped us win. I think that has superseded any of the issues that he has. And, of course, not winning and being a loser plays a part into that. But his behavior as an ass, I mean, these instances were going on when they were winning. It cost them a championship in one regard. 855-212-4CBS. Dame is calling from North Carolina.
Yo, first time, long time. Love you, JR. Happy holidays. I want to talk about Ja Morant versus Draymond right now. Ja Morant got suspended for 25 games for some things that happened outside of the game. Whereas if you look at Draymond, it's a pattern of acting like a jerk. And he's done this. He's done this over and over. He's kicked LeBron. He's kicked Adams. He's stepped on Sabonis' chest. He choked Gobert. And now this, it's like, and we're going to sit here and listen to him saying, oh, I was trying to sell the call. You weren't trying to sell the call. His hand was on your right hip. If you wanted to sell that call, you could have fell to the right and fell down and sold that call. But instead, you turned against his touch and smacked him in the face. You wanted to hit him in the face. He has an anger problem. He is a liability to his team that's not winning right now. And he honestly has no place in this league. I'd like to see him suspended longer than 25 games, longer than Ja Morant. It's ridiculous at this point, and I'm upset by it. I'm tired of watching Draymond get away with this kind of behavior when his team is losing. He does it when Steph can't play. When Steph is hurt, he acts this way. He gets ejected from games specifically when Steph is hurt. Like, for example, when he choked Gobert. And it's like, I'm tired of watching it. He's not a basketball player. He hasn't been a basketball player for several years. He's been an enforcer. He should go play hockey. This is not a game for him. Okay. Like, that attitude I just don't think belongs in the NBA. I don't think the association deserves that kind of play. And I think if Adam Silver is being held accountable, he should suspend Draymond longer than what he suspended Ja Morant for.
We're going to find that out sooner than later, Dame, because he's been suspended indefinitely. Is that going to be a 24, 25-game suspension? In due time, we're going to find out. There ain't no way to know that right now. But to say that, he was suspended indefinitely, I didn't see that coming. I didn't expect that. I thought that we would have got a firm, solid number, and the NBA made me go, oh, that's actually a good idea. Let's see what this indefinite suspension looks like. 855-212-4CBS is the JR Sport Beat Show. I'll get to more of your calls. Draymond, we know he's done indefinitely. Don't know when he's coming back. Looks like we might have a firm answer on when Bill Belichick is done. We'll get to more of your calls. We'll talk about Belichick. We got a top six coming in about an hour and 20 minutes.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you? It's great to talk to you. You know, I listen all of the time while I'm out delivering my Uber side hustle.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, shout outs to everybody out there making the moves. People delivering food and pizzas. Man, you could deliver anything. Uber will drop anything off at your house. Groceries, medicine, just all types of things. Hopefully you're out there delivering something that's legal. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. We know Draymond Green suspended indefinitely by the NBA after his latest incident, socking Yusuf Nurkic in the side of the head. And over the past 24 hours, it just seems, and all signs have been pointing towards this already, is that Bill Belichick, he might be done permanently with the New England Patriots after 23 seasons. We know the Patriots stink this year. They have a record of 3-10, but it's been reported via NBC Boston and Tom Curran that especially after that Patriots loss in Germany to the Colts 10-6, that the writing was on the wall that he was going to get the boot, okay? They didn't just lose in Germany. The Patriots came back and lost to the Giants 10-7. They lost to the Chargers 6-0. They are pathetic. We know about Bill Belichick mishandling the offense last year, Joe Judge, Matt Patricia. He's done a terrible job with the draft, picking N'Keal Harry with an opportunity to snatch up guys like DK Metcalf. And they have gone into the tubes. I'm sure he wants to send Mac Jones back to Alabama. And so today, Bill Belichick was asked about all of the questions about his future. And his comments might sound familiar because all Bill Belichick wanted to focus in on was Kansas City.
Bill, I wanted to ask you a question. Speaking, obviously, for yourself and your understanding, do you have an understanding that Robert will not ask you to be back next year?
Yeah, getting ready for Kansas City. That's what I'm doing.
Outside of all the rumors, do you want to keep pushing the guy to make it one team?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for Kansas City.
Do you feel
well understanding that you're getting ready for Kansas City? Have you and Robert discussed your future beyond the season?
Getting ready for Kansas City.
Yeah, that's it for Bill Belichick. They got Kansas City, the Broncos, the Bills, and the Jets. And then we might see the end of Bill Belichick's time in New England. I think we can all see it coming. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We don't know when Draymond Green will be back from his suspension. So I guess a little uncertainty in all regards. Jim is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, the Warriors are my team. And let me say this. You hit it dead on with Draymond and winning. What happened with him was, you know, he wasn't the Splash Brothers. He wasn't Durant. He found a role as an enforcer, and that became his brand. And he carried it too far, and he got a podcast out of it, and he got famous. Now all he's become is a liability because you talked about Steph Curry, you talked about Thompson. All he's doing now is adding miles to those guys' legs. If you're not available, you're not helping anybody, and he's going to wear that team down, not only for his attitude and not being available, but he's going to cost those players down the line. It's a long season, and not being there is hurting his team. As far as I'm concerned, let him go.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jim, for calling from San Diego. I love the call. Not just the context of what he said, but I loved how he got right to the point. Thank you so much. And you know what? That is so true about how this is going to cost Steph Curry. You know, to think about miles on his legs and putting extra stress on the team. Draymond Green did a lot of talking before the season started about how he is going to be able to work with Chris Paul and they're going to be the distributors and help each other out. Well, how's that working out? If you're not even available to go out there and play, how are you contributing positively to the basketball team? The answer is you're not. And quite frankly, if we want to be real here, Draymond Green has gotten away with a lot of this, not because of management just kind of giving him the pass. It's because it boils down to Steph Curry. I mean, Bob Myers has even said, listen, when it's come down to certain things, I look at Steph Curry and I say, hey, bro, what do you want to do? We need Draymond. Say no more. It's no different than what's going on with Aaron Rodgers in New York. And yes, we know two totally different situations. But when you are the best player, you got a lot of the stroke, man. You got a lot of the say-so. And Steph Curry, he got some say-so. He don't got to do nothing but point and nod and say, nah, we need him. Say no more. Have we reached a point where that's going to stop? I think the reality is we might be moving in that direction. Ben is calling from Santa Rosa, California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, you doing, JR?
What's up? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so before I get into the Warriors about Belichick, I don't think there's anything really compelling about him leading the Patriots. It, you know, the writing's been on the wall for a while there. I think what's more compelling with him is will he wind up with another team or will he retire? Because I'm curious about, you know, him going to another team. I'm wondering if he might wind up at the Raiders or San Diego or one of those types of teams.
He's going to be 72 years old in April. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There'll probably be a team that wants to kick the tires. I think if Belichick wants to continue on, he'll have that opportunity. It's just a matter of the fit. You got to go ahead and make your Draymond point. We're up against the break.
Yeah, so with Draymond, you know, this goes back to 17, the year they won 73 games, and when he took a shot at LeBron's private parts in the finals and got disqualified for a game and they lost, and that's when this whole thing kind of got started. But it's going to be interesting because right now they've got a $400 million luxury tax. They've got two contracts coming up after the season, Clay and Steve, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I don't think they have any outs with Draymond. They're locked in now for a few more years with him, but I don't think they're going to give Clay what he's looking for, so he may leave.
Well,
or they.
Yeah, it's been said, and thank you, Ben, for calling from Santa Rosa, that he had a deal on the table. I think it was about 2 years, $50 million total, and that deal isn't there anymore. So what do you do if you're Clay? And you suck. And Klay Thompson has been pretty clear right now that he sucks. He's admitted it. He can't hide it. Yeah, they got some issues. They got some problems. The Warriors are kind of past their time. I don't see them keeping this together. It's just a matter of how they do it. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 58 points tonight. 58 points against the Pacers. The Bucks lead 131 to 121, 2 minutes left of the game. Giannis Antetokounmpo playing out of his mind. He ain't going nowhere. He just busting ass. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get some more of your calls on the other side of the break.
If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing. And my clothes smelling all funky, I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Says here that Gray Bar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Gray Bar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Gray Bar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Gray Bar does that.